Book 1, Power Play, Chapter 1. Morgan Chase always suspected that professional success brought with it a certain amount of sexual satisfaction. It had certainly worked for her mega-rich, super-successful ex-husband, Brock Ballantyne. She guessed this from the way he puffed on those enormous Cubans with such self-satisfied smugness. Certainly, a man's cigar was proxy for his penis. Now, she knew it for certain. There she was, commanding the oak-paneled boardroom of Tech Teachers Limited, having brought the firm's breakthrough education project in on time and on budget. Morgan's entire team gazed up at her with respect and admiration. Her male personal assistant, a decade younger with dark features, hair, and body of a Greek god, was by her side as well. His smoky, brooding eyes were locked on her. Even the company's executive vice president, Morgan's boss, Hal Linden, was rapt by her commanding presentation. The final internal unveiling before her breakthrough project would be unfurled before the Pennsylvania Department of Education. There was no doubt, she, Morgan Chase, had reached the pinnacle. The blue-collar-born, Wharton-educated daughter of a humble Pittsburgh firefighter was now setting the world ablaze, and it thrilled her, even as she stood at the center of the boardroom and aced her carefully crafted presentation. The hair on the back of her neck prickled, her sculpted cheeks flushed with just the right amount of pride, and yes, an electric charge buzzed beneath her Victoria's Secret thong. Morgan Chase was feeling it, that mythic business boner that the big boys, like her ex-husband and Hal Linden, had tried to keep all to themselves. But she had it now. She earned it. And by damned, she would keep it erect. "What we have created, what we will bring to market, ladies and gentlemen, will do nothing less than revolutionize public education," Morgan Chase enunciated with perfect diction that had long ago been sanitized of her West Pennsylvanian accent. As she spoke, her assistant Darren Spencer cycled through the fully animated three-dimensional samples of the digitized teaching tools that would make books, notes, tests, and even teachers completely obsolete. "In the age of the internet, the smartphone, and the personal computer tablet, where digitized bits command our children's attention for hours on end, the classroom teacher is as outdated, quaint, and financially unwise as 1950s television." Morgan sang on, her voice a perfect mix of confidence, enthusiasm, and competence. "We are harnessing the undisputed hypnotic power of the video game and turning it into an undeniable force of light, knowledge, and education. We are making it a teaching tool that won't be seen as a chore to our children. It will be sought out by them as an immersive, mind-altering, game-changing fountain of knowledge. These tools harness digital technology to conjure first-hand experience and hands-on education that can transport our children to the ends of the earth, the depths of history, the halls of science, and the pantheon of business. Not to instill a mindless mush of facts, dates, places, and people, but to ingrain, instill, and inspire real emotion, experience, experimentation, and imagination. And our young people will come to this vast oasis of education, not because a class schedule tells them to, or a bell rings or a teacher stands before them, but because their very neurons and nerve endings will crave it. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the precious fruits of your long and loyal labors. I give you my dream that each one of you has toiled tirelessly to make a workable reality. I give you Project Renaissance." With that, the video presentation reached a crescendo in which characters from history, science, math, economics, and various other disciplines came together as if to underscore the 360-degree education that was now at the click of a mouse or the jerk of a joystick, all courtesy of Project Renaissance and Morgan Chase.